This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back. Now, let's pick up where we left off.
We're Luna. And this is Gayotic.
Our podcast about absolutely nothing and yet everything, hosted by us homosexuals
who all share one brain cell.
Oh my god.
I'm Josette.
I'm Katie.
I'm Naomi.
The three of us have been in a band together for years. We've been friends for a decade, and we've been gay since the beginning of time.
Oh yes.
I saw Ames the other night.
Oh god.
And and we started talking about how milk is not good for you to it's just not that
but
good for you.
Ames probably, you know what Ames probably said, but
Ames was like, talking I'm about not giving up milk. Like they were like panicking
they
about
they
milk.
They don't have so to, but funny. You know what?
But Ames it was like,
is the kind of person
you can't tell
me
that milk is good for you
good
to
luck
drink
finding
in
a wife,
large
Ames.
Quantities.
That's what I have to say.
Milk is a delicacy.
Milk is, I think that's the thing. Milk is a delicacy.
Like, you can't convince me that, they tried to convince you in the 80s that milk was good for you. We're talking about, welcome back everyone. We're talking about milk and that it's bad for you.
I don't even know.
I'm doing
know
vegan
I think
propaganda.
I don't think it's like bad for you, but I think the way that we treat most dairy products is fucked.
They did a study in, oh my God, where was it? They did a study in some country that didn't have a large like milk drinking population, oh, and then it, over and then, 30 years, the rates of breast cancer skyrocketing.
When yeah,
you know, introducing milk? Fucking milk. Oh. Yeah. So I was arguing with our friend Ames the other night about milk, and then they were.
But Ames,
about,
I know,
they
Ames
love
like
to
wants
milk,
to drink
is,
a glass,
which
of
is
milk.
Twisted.
It's
I love
because
them.
We have a friend that yeah drinks full glasses.
I love them with my whole heart.
Milk.
But do
and they're so they're
or
such
we,
a yeah.
Are we making this up? For some reason, I feel like they
no, they do.
You know what? They said they stopped. Doing that, but I don't believe
they're
it.
Lying.
They
once,
said
once a
like,
year.
I'm not giving. Up.
Once a year, I'll have a glass of milk. Once a year, I'll have a glass of milk. I
with
won't have
what? With a cookie.
Yeah, with a cookie.
I don't.
It's
think
around
had...
Christmas time, and then I get sick.
I'm like,
I wonder, huh?
Then I get
milk's good for you.
And I get violent. I don't think like, milk's good for you, but I just think. I mean, the way we treat our animals and shit. Of course.
Wait, remember when Naomi searched. The phrase, what did you say? You searched the phrase poisoned in your,
wait,
in
did I do
your text message history.
It's
me. Over a series, over years, over a span
I'll
of years.
Really,
it's
you
just
know
that
same. This is the thing, and I have an issue.
I'll read a few.
Both of your birthdays, Katie has to prove the fucking pictures on her birthday.
Uh-huh.
Naomi only wants wonderful things written about them. Y'all just fucking come from my asshole.
Because that's what you like.
Bitch. I don't like anything. I like peace.
Okay, so you want us to post nothing on your birthday?
I would be fine with that.
Yeah, fat fucking chance.
I didn't post on the birthday.
You know what I'm saying, though? You know that I'm right.
Let's be clear. I texted a large group of people to send me things, to send me ammo for... But it wasn't meant to be a roast. It was meant to be a Joe dictionary. Because
she's obsessed with me.
Well, you say wonderful things. You have a brain that is unlike anyone's I've ever
encountered.
Yeah,
it's called something there's a chunk missing. I'm the ad for MDMA, you know, and they're like, it's ice cream scoops.
Yeah. Out of your brain.
Was I with y'all the other day when we were talking about the ads for the like against weed where you like back in the day where it would be like a girl turning into a couch?
We with those dudes for the thing.
Oh yeah,
but
it was like that kind of does make you want to
smoke
weed.
Yeah, you were talking to your dog, right? Wasn't that the
it's someone talking to their dog and like they've turned into a couch? It's like, well, that seems pretty fucking awesome.
Oh, the dudes for the thing. Oh yeah. Oh, we filmed a blanco blank commercial.
We filmed a blanco blank because we love blank
sellouts
to support our blankalism.
Hop on the Muna hate train. Yeah, we're out here trying to make money so we can support our
shit.
Fucking parents.
If anyone
all right?
comes at me for us wanting to make money.
Fucking kill them.
I don't choose the world I live in.
You kind of came at me literally on the set of the commercial because I was I was doing the acting that they told me to do.
Okay, I was not coming for you. You were a superstar.
Yeah, and you were like, okay, but we have to be grateful. This is the thing. But then you turned into a superstar.
What was it?
When they were and don't say anything bad. And then
do you think
you
we can just say what this was?
Yeah, like, wait, yeah, we can just say what it is. We sold out. We sold out. We did an ad for Taco Bell.
No, but like we were on set and like we had to do like a fake kind of like lead up to playing our song.
She is a superstar. And she's a superstar.
The director wanted me to say like 1, 2, 3.
Okay, no. The director said, why don't you count like it. You're gonna count 1, 2, 3. And then Katie goes up to the mic first take. She goes, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, she goes, go British. 1, 2, 3. Like that.
No, sorry, you're the first one. The first one was way more British. And Naomi and I just started. I won't clip the mic anymore.
But
you exploded in a fountain. It was a geyser.
Dude, it was so funny. Because you also didn't see. Did you see Frankie and Ivan?
No.
Both of them fell to the ground laughing. It was just so funny.
I mean, that is what happens to me on stage, though. Like, yeah. I think I just get taken by the spirit. That's actually how I count. Like, if we're doing, we have a song called Loudspeaker. If we're doing that on stage, I am going 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, that. Why? But you were 10 times more British.
I don't know why that happens, but it's happened to me since I was a kid. I think when I'm in performance mode, serious? I need to not be myself. And
for sure. Yeah, I'm not myself.
I sound like shit, y'all.
Right now,
sorry, I have that sad little cough.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be coughing on
it
this.
It doesn't sound good.
It's okay. How are you feeling? The thing is, if anything, it shows that rock stars are human, and Naomi has rock stars.
Rockstar cold.
Rocko Bell.
Yeah, we did it. We did a Rocko Bell ad.
Yeah, and the Rocko Bell ad made my cold.
Yeah, and then we were talking about the first time Katie had Taco Bell, and then we had to not keep what I said in.
Joe was like, Katie was drunk as shit. And then they were like, maybe don't say drunk. And then you were like, we had to pop that big ass Taco Bell cherry. You know what it is. And they were like, so.
Maybe have Katie do this thing.
I can't.
It was funny.
You know what the thing that kind of sucked?
What?
Number one, no fresh Taco Bell on site.
That was weird.
I ate all those old cinnamon twists.
We have to be grateful.
I know.
Don't say anything crazy. We all have to be grateful.
No,
now
grateful.
We're disparaging them.
I'm grateful. Like that I wanted. Okay, this is the thing. Taco Bell, if you haven't sent us these yet, I would love a black card so we can do the Taco Bell mukbang. I'd love to do that. We'll go to a studio. We'll pretend like we work for BuzzFeed Video or some bullshit. You know, where it's like a white room. And we'll be like crouched, and the table's gonna be up
like
to our necks.
It's like British people try American fast food
but
for the first time.
It's us just eating every Taco Bell.
This was reminding me because the other idea
British
you
accents.
Had was like if we get a Taco Bell black card that we like go and hand it out to people.
Oh, that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You wanna give back to the community.
I wanna give back to the community, but I also wanna do a mukbang.
I wanna do a mukbang. I would love to film you do it. I don't necessarily wanna do it myself.
I don't really want to. I also don't even eat meat, but I guess what am I gonna do? I'll eat like the fake beef. I don't wanna eat the fake chicken. I don't wanna eat. I'll eat like maybe the vegetarian stuff.
Losing your mind.
But I'm having a stroke.
Stop forcing me.
No, but this reminds me of, okay, so I went to a wedding over the weekend, and I can't remember how we got on this, but I met some people that are in the restaurant industry in different ways and, like,
yeah,
do pop-ups.
Of course they do.
And
I don't know why I said that, but based on who the wedding it was.
And we were saying, like, wouldn't it be really cute if we did something like that? Like, if we – so imagine this. We play a Muna show. Then we finish the show and like instead of doing like a meet and greet, because you know, like that is often like it's just too emotionally taxing and we're exhausted. Yeah, we have a pop-up outside of the show.
We go and serve food.
Yeah, like
I gotta be
they get out of the show, they're drunk, they're looking for food to eat.
Have you ever worked in a restaurant?
No, but we're not actually doing the labor. We have it's capitalism. It's we have some we're in the window of a truck. Don't you think that would be cute if it's like they walk down the street?
I mean, yeah, that's
sure. Cute.
If we're
that's
handing
cute.
Out fries and shit.
But really,
let's
what
do
I know,
we're handing out spaghetti.
The next record we'll pop into a food truck and pass some stuff out.
What I really want is I want us. Tyler Crater already stole this
from my subconscious mind.
God damn it. But I want us to, from like, I would love a TV show where we just got filmed to do a job for a day.
Do different tasks.
Yeah.
I want to see Tyler, the Creator.
Well, have you watched it once?
It's called Try Guys, right?
No, Try Guys is a YouTube. So I don't know.
It's not. It's definitely not. This is on Vice, I think.
Is Try Guys
on YouTube?
Yeah.
It's with like the guys who go eat stuff.
On Twitch or something?
Yeah. Yeah. We're getting confirmation from the producers.
Yeah.
I don't want to do another show. You know?
I mean, we're not really doing a TV show. I just want an excuse to fucking go do shit.
Oh, okay, cool.
But
when would you do shit?
I just want things to act like life is a set and I can be as insane as possible. I can't do that in normal life because life is not a set. It's real, Katie.
It seems like a lot of the things we do, you can do that.
I'm not gonna go,
like at the grocery store.
Yeah, that's the thing. I want it to be the grocery store.
Okay. I'll be fine. What have you
been doing this week in your real life? So basically this period of our life, to give some context, is like we are working on the weekends. We did Bonnaroo I don't know when.
We came back from tour. We haven't been in the studio for a minute.
No.
We did tour. We did a bunch of stuff. We're all tired as hell.
I'm just tired.
And then we have Taylor shows most weekends until the UK tour. So it's like we're home during it's kind of weird. It's like we're home during the week.
Like 4 days at a
time. Yeah, but now it's way less. Now we're only home like 3 days a week.
Yeah.
It's literally going to be crazy. But,
yeah, I haven't seen you since Rocco Bell. So
Since Rocco Bell, Friday, I just chilled. I was so tired. And then Saturday, Kelly wanted to go to my parents. And so we tried to teach Legend how to swim.
I saw a picture of that.
It was
fucking
enormous dog. So freaking funny. My parents have a Newfoundland and she's a year old and she doesn't know how to swim.
Her name is Legend. That's just
I can't. I don't think I can go to the breakdown. Legend is the dog, the totally normal name. but she didn't go in all the way. She went in with her feet, but she's so goddamn big. She can't even fit on the step. Like she can't. I'm trying to get her to go one step further, but it's like she's too long.
She would tumble.
She's just like an elongated sausage. Like she's just so long.
So when she's going in, she's got to go all the way in.
Yeah, and we didn't want to do that, but it was positive. And then I went to the beach on Sunday. I was like roasting for hours. Kelly didn't get burnt at all, and I got absolutely flayed.
Kitty had that Celtic skin out.
I don't know if I can show you.
I mean,
you're
really
put
burnt.
Sunscreen on, you guys.
I know, I'm an idiot.
Not you.
No, me.
Me, you guys?
Put sunscreen
Katie?
On.
Yeah, I'm so
you
dumb.
You are at risk.
You're at risk for savage stuff.
This is an intervention.
She does. She normally sometimes has a little umbrella.
You know when you... Aging is beautiful, but let's keep certain parts nice and sunscreened,
okay? The thing
okay?
is that... I know, and skin it's kind of scary because I do have that chest... Oh,
crepey.
God. I don't want to talk about this, but...
But put sunscreen on, bro. If you don't want to talk about it, imagine living it. It's fine.
I need to get... I'm not going to put sunscreen on. The person... I am good these days about putting lotion on, which is a huge triumph. I can't believe that.
You
gotta
be wearing sunscreen every
day.
Put
lotion on.
And no, I mean, I'm saying I'm good at it.
You put sunblock on your whole body.
But I'm not gonna...
But sometimes if I'm driving a lot, I'll put it on my arms.
I put it on my face every day, but I'm not gonna be the person that puts...
Driving gloves.
that like rubs sunscreen onto my arms and body every day of the summer. I need the like CVS like sports spray can. I just need to spray it.
Then go on.
I think
you
can get Super Goop spray.
Okay, well,
or something that's a little bit.
We're
maybe
doing free
better.
Fucking sponsor yeah, for Super Goop.
Well, I want
your
one.
Please.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do it unless it's easy.
Okay, what else? You went to the beach. You got burned.
That's. I don't really know what else, man.
That's it.
I don't know. I barbecued. Nice. I cooked on the barbecue.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Well, I married two people.
Well, fuck
I joined
you.
Them in their life.
Fuck you.
Forever.
Did you feel like she was attacking me?
She's peacocking.
Peacocking. I don't
wish you could see the dance I just
did. I don't care about marriage. But I'm happy for them, actually.
Yeah, I'm happy for them, too.
Yeah, but I don't care about marriage. No
I really
offense.
Love weddings.
Well, yeah, it's a party. It's awesome. It's a party and everyone's juice.
It's not just
and you
a
love
party.
Drunk people. Not like
I
in,
do.
Not in that way, but you love party.
Yeah.
And you don't party, but you get drunk on other people.
Happy drunk people are really delightful.
I completely like.
It's pretty hilarious.
It's because I, once again, sober. But when I'm around people that are drunk, it does alter my chemistry.
Yeah.
Well, because sometimes you're like, damn, this person's having so much fun. Good. They've but actually the other turned thing that's into funny a different person.
Is like, I don't realize that people are drunk. I'm just like, wow, everyone is being so silly.
There's something wrong with you.
Well, yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Well, let me know.
Maybe it's positive.
So what'd you do? Not married anybody?
No. I did Taco Bell, Rocco Taco. Sick as hell.
Yeah, Katie, I'm shocked that I didn't get sick.
I think it's personal for real. Like, I think it was personal. I know, but I think it was personal for both of us. I think it's adrenal fatigue because we're not in touch with our bodies. So we exhaust ourselves. I flew 4 times because I went to Allie's Black Mirror premiere.
Oh my God. Congratulations, Allie.
It's so great. Joan is awful.
Everybody
watch. It's the best episode of the season, hands down.
I refuse to watch the other episodes because they sound too spooky.
There's no, no shade to anyone. There is no need. Go ahead and just watch Allie's episode. It's great. It's awesome.
No need.
No, I watched it.
No, I'm just saying.
Of course I watched it. It's great, right?
Yeah, I loved it. It was so funny.
Let me start by saying this show, Gaiotic, is sponsored by BetterHelp.
How are you guys doing right now? Speaking of BetterHelp.
Not good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, living in the world as we're experiencing it now can often be, you know, at times you'll feel elated and at other times you'll feel very depressed. And I think we oscillate between those two emotions frequently. And it's hard to do that by yourself.
Definitely.
Well, that's why it's so nice to have a therapist that you can talk to help bring you back to what you care about in life, or just talk about, you know, the everyday problems of existence.
Yeah.
You know?
We are very pro therapy as a band. I'm also pro like getting help where you can find it. And what I love about BetterHelp is how accessible it is for people to try. I have a lot of friends where BetterHelp was like the first therapist that they
I was going to mention a friend
found.
Of ours who had a BetterHelp, who found his therapist through BetterHelp as an individual that travels quite a bit and needed to be able to do it over the phone. And yeah, it's like starting therapy can be a lot like starting to date, and it makes you feel very nervous, and you do have to find the right person, and BetterHelp can, you know, kind of facilitate that process a little bit.
Definitely. So we encourage all y'all to visit betterhelp.com/gaiotic today, and you can get 10% off of your first month. That's betterhelp.com/gaiotic. Go to therapy, y'all. Go,
please.
You're listening to Gaiotic. Go to therapy.
Put the podcast down and get help with BetterHelp.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And then we'll, you know, and it's then kind we'll of fucking insane it. How we've become like, would you say we're gym rats now?
Yeah. Well, kind of.
Yeah. Like, I love talking to you guys about lifting weights.
It's fun.
I like talking to you guys about muscles.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
And it's just shocking to me.
That, I mean, you're the last one to fall.
I was the last one to fall.
Other than like a lot of other people actually that we work with. But I guess out of the three of us.
Yeah. I mean,
the one with the most potential to destroy us all is the one who refuses to go.
I know. I wish Ivan, I really want to enter. I feel like this is why this
Ivan
is the thing.
Would win certain challenges in physical 100
dude,
for sure.
I would love to see him enter a strongman competition because I think without any training, he would do like amazing.
His hand is like a foot
he
long.
Can lift things that Gio can't, like because of like he's just, it's interesting. It's also because it's like
he's a Viking.
Things that
Ivan.
You can do in the gym versus like actual like practical strength, and he is so practically strong in the most.
I just don't know
way.
When he would actually.
He's got mother strength, like when
no,
the
but
mother
I don't know
lifts
when
the car
he
up.
Would.
What enter a strongman competition?
No, go to a gym. He's
we keep
working
him.
All
we keep him busy.
Time.
I mean, I think we would have to.
So
I think we would have to earn a little bit more money.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he would want to. He's so tired.
From where I've been from.
That's
understandable to me.
Yeah, what the fuck else is there to talk about other than things no one? No one in our audience gives a breath. Fuck about.
Let's do something revolutionary and just like kind of pause and
cough.
cough. I might look at my.
Since coming home, have you bought anything online? Have you purchased anything?
That's such a good question.
I know.
Yeah, it's impossible not to. I bought my first item. Gotta come home to Essence. A little treat.
Oh, nice. What'd you get?
What'd you buy?
Well, I got
did you buy a purse?
A dress and a purse.
Oh, hell yeah. What purse did you buy?
Let me finish.
Okay.
Because I've already returned both items.
Did you buy them for the wedding?
No, the dress is really expensive. I did. The purse I did not. The purse I got, like the carabiner purse that you sent me.
Oh, was it cool or bad?
It was cool, but then I got it and I realized like I really need a purse that's big enough to hold a notebook.
Oh,
and,
sure.
Absolutely. I'm just not good at buying stuff online. I'm one of the last holdouts where it's like, I need, even if it's inconvenient and they don't have exactly what I'm looking for, I still want to drive to a location and try shit on.
I'm that way with clothes.
Yeah. I'm that way with clothes because I have a false understanding of my body.
To be honest,
but I think that's just
the only thing that you can.
Do you own like a suit?
I mean, no, I need to get one. They're just expensive. And also it's
and
like
hard to like find one that
I would need to get
well.
One tailored.
Yeah.
Like I would need to just go get one tailored. I need to find like a vintage one. But I just feel like I haven't had time to go shopping in real life. And I need new clothes, but I just haven't.
Also, all the shopping in LA recently
has been
what
I did
ass.
Last week.
Vintage has been ass. Like,
I know.
Really bad.
I it's been a struggle. I wonder if that's a thing worldwide.
Report. Hey, leave but it I think everyone's on review. Depop. Does the vintage in your area suck?
I went to the Glendale Galleria. I think three times.
I'm itching to go. I'm not gonna lie.
I got earrings. Got some gold earrings.
Oh yeah, you went to Macy's.
I got shoes. I mean, everything was really wedding.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Though.
That's what I need. It's like
an event to shop for.
Well, I don't really know how people with normal jobs like live their lives and get anything done because
they
in
have
order
a 9 to 5.
I don't
know.
I know that. But it's like if I this is what I'm saying. If
you need motivated
an outfit for a wedding, like the amount of hours I think that I spent just to do something that is like actually pretty normal, just like find a dress and shoes.
I think people are generally pretty annoyed by having to shop.
I mean,
for
I think also like,
but when are they
I think
doing
they settle.
It?
They
probably
they're
settled.
They,
really
they,
fucking
they
annoyed
work
by
their
it.
9 to 5.
And then they're like, fuck, I have to go to the Glendale fucking Galleria.
Yeah, or yeah. They go after
But
work.
Honestly, but like, there were people at the wedding that were looking really fabulous.
Yeah. I'm
I
sure.
Mean, to
people
be honest,
turn
okay,
out
let
looks.
Me tell you, let me tell you, let me tell you, sweetie. I think you live a very extravagant life.
I do.
And I think that not everyone gets to live an extravagant life.
Yeah.
Where you get dolled up every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
The wedding is their...
Their chance to get
so
dolled
they're, up. They got this invite and they said, this is my chance to slay.
You know what was also funny? It was like Molly was describing, my friend who got married, her name is Molly, and she was describing the experience of like, she was like, this day is like, it's about me, but also mm-mm. Like we were talking about
No.
Some of us were going antiquing like that morning and she was like, I want to go with you guys, but like I'm separated from everyone because like I'm doing the
FOMO.
Thing. I was like
FOMO
this actually
your own wedding. That fucking sucks.
But that I mean I think that's what happens a lot of the time. And also she was so chill about it. She was like such a chill
bride.
She was like just handled it with a lot of grace. But the first thing I thought was like this is like touring because you when you have a show like everyone's coming, everyone's having a sick time. And like partying and
they're getting schwacked.
Yeah. But I don't think I'm gonna be honest. I don't know how nice a wedding is if you're getting married. Like actually.
Sounds like a lot
I
of stress.
I think it's like a lot of stress. I think you have people's parents. I don't think the event is necessarily exactly for you. I think it's for everyone around you.
Yeah, I do.
And there's a lot
but
of
But I think
like,
if you're an acceptance of that.
Yeah, no, totally.
And you like let it in, then it could be great. But
yeah.
It obviously depends on like family situation and stuff like that. But yeah, she handled it really, really amazingly, I think. And she had fun, which is a huge fucking feat. It was very cute. They got us like non-alcoholic champagne.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. I think the best part about having a wedding would probably be like that you've been preparing to eat the meal for like months? Because you've like tried all the food.
Be that good?
You've tried all the food before. Oh, yeah.
The food was really good because her dad
that
is,
sounds fun.
Yeah, they're in food. He's
is
the
a
baker.
Baker. Yeah.
That's so it was pretty really good. Delicious.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. I don't know. Like, would you guys want a cake?
I would want I would want like a dessert
brownie.
A dessert
fountain, but it's all different cookies
what is that
and brownies.
A dessert tree? Yeah.
Yeah, it could be a tree.
Here's a question. Did you guys think about your wedding when you were a kid?
No. Not once.
Yeah,
not
I thought, oh fuck, I'm fucked. My whole life is ruined.
Right. Well, what's weird is like when we were kids, like gay people couldn't get married. Literally.
Oh fuck, I'm fucked up. My life sucks.
It wasn't a thing.
It doesn't have to do with gay. My parents were never married, so it was like, well,
right.
Whatever.
I mean, like, my parents are married and like, God, I just don't know. I just don't, yeah.
My parents weren't
not...
even dating anymore when I was born. Just hilarious.
So that's
not to,
why you
not,
think
not
you
to
didn't
drag
think
them.
About getting married?
I was just was like, everyone I knew's parents were divorced, and I was like, well, whatever. I guess you just don't have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't think that was on my radar. Yeah, I was like, I want to take my top off at the pool, but...
but my little nipples are getting huge.
And then I said I'm gonna kill myself.
Right.
I survived. But you know, I wasn't thinking about that.
Right.
But some gay people are like really want to get married.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
This is gonna be an episode of just like,
sucks.
A bunch of huge starts and stops.
This episode sucks.
Gay people want to get married.
I wish I could throw it out to the audience. Yeah. Like, what, so you guys got anything?
No,
they
no,
all
they,
cheer.
You know what? If anyone has an issue, I'm gonna take it up with the fans right now. If you got an issue, this is what it is. I'm giving you my A.
If you have an issue,
do you guys
want to
hear about all the doctor's women that I've been doing this?
Nope.
Unless it's something. unless it's, I'm going to the doctor today. I'm going to the doctor today too.
Ooh.
I'm going to goalie.
I think the key
you.
Here is like we have to be really interested in each other.
We are.
I'm having a
good conversation.
I do have a question. If
yeah.
you
yes.
want,
yeah.
What were the last culture wars?
Oh yes. Great last reminder. We did do that.
Yeah, when we were so. We were traveling a bunch a little second ago, and we did the Lost Culturistas Culture Awards. Shout out to Bone and Matt. We love them so much. They looked fabulous that night.
So hot.
They're both so
cute and hot.
Kings, the cutest people in the world, the nicest people of all time. And they have cultivated this amazing little troop of fucking freakos like
gagged,
us that follow them around and love their podcast and want to go to shows and of theirs, and there were like thousands of people there. It was so
it was
sick.
Crazy.
It was kind of crazy. It was kind of crazy.
Once we like got
Dude, we
there,
we gotta get Darcy on the pod.
I know.
Another straight guest.
That was probably that was
know.
One of the
she's
highlights
straight,
of the night.
I don't know.
Could be queer.
We'll ask her.
But
we'll ask on the next episode.
She's
yeah.
Married.
First thing I want to say is like we pulled up the line around the Lincoln Center was huge. And when we like walked in, it kind of felt like being in like NSYNC because
it was crazy.
What?
NSYNC, the band.
NSYNC.
Because people knew who we were. Well, because people were like taking photos and like, yeah, it was just very, the energy was really high.
Everyone was gay. That's why.
Everyone was gay.
Yeah.
And then when we like walked backstage, it was like this little universe of
such
of hot
all the people that have been a lot of people that have been on their podcast
yeah.
and people
yeah.
that we've
cuties.
Known but haven't met in real life. And it was just funny to feel like they've really created like a culture.
I literally
they've
loved
created
everyone
a world.
Who was there.
Yeah.
It's like even the thing this is I think the podcast is like the best. Their podcast shows how one should live their life in the sense that they have committed to the bit more than anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like some of the bullshit that was going on, it's so stupid, but it's so committed. It's the fucking best. And that's why I think they're so successful.
They
too.
Just make each other laugh.
Yeah.
And it's fun to be a part of that.
Yeah.
Although I will say, with regards to your NSYNC thing,
NSYNC.
If we get too famous, I'm going to really, really, really hate it.
Yeah.
We're not going to get
no,
too famous.
Sometimes
we're
that
gay.
Crosses one's mind, but I do think there's a ceiling on it.
It makes
we're gay,
me
guys.
Very, very, very sad.
Yeah.
We're gay.
So I want to be successful enough to buy a house someday, but I don't want to be more successful than that because I don't want to be depressed.
I was talking to Kelly about this on the car from the beach, where in the car when we were coming from the beach, for some reason I felt like I said something crazy. And we were talking about like A-list celebrities, and then I was like, yeah, like Julia Roberts, and she's like, Julia Roberts isn't an A-list celebrity.
But
you guys, I think Julia Roberts, this was the talking point where it's like Kim Kardashian can't go to the grocery store. I think Julia Roberts could probably go to the grocery store.
Julia Roberts doesn't go anywhere. Well, yeah, it's like whether or not you.
I'm sorry, but this.
But no,
isn't
incognito.
I think she Roberts could be incognito. Star alive.
That's what I thought too. That's what I said.
I'm disagreeing with Kelly on this simply because I know that when not to be crazy, but when we were watching the Taylor show,
next to Julia,
everyone was staring at Julia Roberts.
Yeah, but she was young, she was Julia old. Roberts there. I'm saying
she's
like
the
okay,
biggest movie star of all time.
I don't think she Kim Kardashian.
Go anywhere and
I don't
not
think
be Julia
Kim
Roberts.
Kardashian
Look
can
at that
go
smile.
Anywhere. I mean, I'm saying I said the same thing. Kim Kardashian was also like we were talking about like Kim Kardashian can never go anywhere without even like when she's like dressed in like workout clothes without being seen as Kim Kardashian. And then I was like, well, Harry Styles kind of goes out because like he wears like workout clothes and shit, and he looks so like
different.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting, and I wonder if it's like female versus male celebrity.
I think
too.
Defining it as like whether or not someone is A-list is maybe not the way that I would think about it. I definitely think of all of those people as being
A-list,
massive A-list celebrities.
Yeah,
Julia Roberts is literally one of the most famous people
of all
time.
She's the last.
However,
movie star.
I would say pre-social media famous people and post-social media famous people, depending on how you got famous. I think maybe determines how much people want to take pictures of you. Like, like Julia Roberts is like an icon, but part of the Kim Kardashian universe is the paparazzi apparatus, right?
Yeah.
That's not the case necessarily for
what
Julia Roberts.
And
it's maybe just the, I just don't think it is because.
Was it Bowen and Matt that came up with the,
Star or an actor
or
both. Yeah. I think actually Joel Kim Booster came up with that.
Oh, okay.
But they talk about it on the pod. And Julia Roberts is both of those things. Star and an actress.
Actress and star.
That would be my hypothesis on that.
Yeah. I mean I was saying
because it's
I also think it's like I don't know if a younger generation than us would say Julia Roberts. I feel like we're the cusp of Julia Roberts. I know that sounds silly.
Is it also just aging women?
Yeah,
like,
it is.
Is it going to be the same thing for Kim in 10 years?
I don't know.
Like,
Kim Kardashian is like the first social media like
her and
star.
Like Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
And like those people.
Paris just hasn't like.
Paris probably can't fucking go anywhere without getting papped. I bet.
I don't
what
know.
What is she going to do? Go to Erewhon?
Is she still papped?
I bet.
But
she probably doesn't go anywhere.
Back to like
these people
so
don't
we
go
were
anywhere.
Aware,
we need to go to like
when
us
we were
week,
going
we read us
after
week.
The culture awards, like when we were going to the after party, we were aware that if we like walked through, we basically like have to walk
so
through
funny.
A crowd, and we knew that like in all likelihood people would want to like take pictures and stuff like that.
And for the most part, let's keep cultivating this vibe. If you're listening to this, you want to take a picture. That's totally fine. Everyone who asked for one was super respectful, very respectful of our space, and very, very sweet.
Yeah.
Even in those moments.
Oh my God.
So keep it up, guys. Everyone's behaving real good.
But I also will say that like I do think that if you just have the energy of like, I'm walking somewhere.
Yeah.
I think they're especially like younger people.
That didn't snap it.
But for most people it does.
Yeah.
Like
Gen Z,
I think they just are like, oh, these are people.
Well,
like,
we grew up in a toxic fucking society.
Gen Z, I think, are the best about it. And I also think like fan culture has changed.
It's
where
changed
it's like
a
people want to respect, you know, the people that they care about.
Well, because it's like literally people lost their complete minds from like the toxic ass society that we created about fame or it still definitely exists.
Yeah.
But
we
I
got
think there's
meet,
a little more cognizance about it now.
We got to meet Darcy
Love
Carden,
Darcy.
Which was very sweet. And
yeah,
she's the
my
fucking
life.
Best.
We stayed at a rare after party.
I know, it was kind of funny.
You know what's really
function.
Funny?
We had
the
snacks,
only reason
awesome.
We stayed that late
the snacks.
Was because our food didn't, it took like an hour to
Allie
get there.
Allie was bossing it. She got the snacks on the rush.
It's
pretty awesome.
Yeah. I'm glad we got to go.
Yeah. So all in all, fabulous experience. Being in New York for a couple days is fun.
I just wish.
Shout out Spicy Moon.
Yeah, dude.
This is a fucking hot ass tip. New York City. You're hungry. You're in Manhattan.
You're a vegan.
You're a vegan or a vegetarian. Hit up Spicy Moon.
It is so good. It's the Kung Pao. To be honest, it's everything's about tofu to me. It's a Kung Pao tofu. That was a pun.
Yeah, I got it.
Sorry.
It's a traditional style Taiwanese restaurant that fucking rocks my ass off.
Yeah.
It is so fucking good.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, if you're an LA person, it's somewhat like Pine and Crane, but a little, but different in a few key ways.
Yeah.
Both fantastic.
Bigger menu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bigger menu at Spicy Moon, and shit's spicy. You can get some stuff pretty fucking hot there, which is good. Yeah, it's fucking awesome. Go visit them. It's a cute little vibe. We went like 4 times in the past like month.
Yeah, we did. And I bet you when we're back in New York and
go back.
Whenever
so
we're in New York, we'll go back.
So mother flipping good.
I love it.
It's great. Anyway. Well, what else do you want to talk about?
How was Tiny Desk?
Oh, yeah. LOL.
I was again
I got to be honest. When we were, dude, last, it wasn't, was it last tour? Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Life is a highway, baby.
We were
last
fucked.
Tour, kind of like it, last tour was amazing, but I will say so some of the most stressful. Tired. Also, it's like right before Coachella, so much shit going on. I don't think I've ever been as stressed in my life.
Just so fucking tired.
I slept better the night before Coachella than I had like that whole like 3 weeks before, because you know
we just left for tour and we had all this shit that was happening while we were on tour that we had to prep a little bit before. So yeah. Tiny Desk, we like rehearsed while we were on tour during sound checks, and
it was exciting.
Ivan's parents' house.
It was
in
exciting.
Rural
I was just,
Virginia.
I was just.
It was exciting.
It was just like it didn't feel like a normal tour.
Where, oh God, no.
We were just kind of like. It was just like big event after big event, and it was a little bit. I mean, it was good.
It was just stressful.
I just think that's the chapter that we're in.
Stress.
Like, yeah.
We're having opportunities coming, so you have to make them work. When
you're
on the road.
It's. I mean, it was good though.
Yeah, yeah. I was. I got dreadfully ill.
Yeah.
Two nights before Tiny Desk. On this tip, unrelated but related, I saw a news article that was like. Solar flare might cause internet apocalypse. Huh. And then I clicked it, and I don't know whether this could be full misinformation. It was not. Oh. But it was it was like something happening in 2024 that could cause the internet to go out. And I literally felt my body breathe a sigh of relief. Mm. I was like, this would be fucking awesome.
If the internet went completely away.
Well, for me and my life for a few days a month, it would be fucking sick to not have to engage with the internet.
Yeah.
The one thing I dislike about our job is that we have to be online.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I have
to
delete.
Do I have to shit post on my Instagram?
I have to delete.
Of course not. It brings me pleasure, but.
I have to delete. Okay, this is my cycle. The day before we do stuff, I re-download TikTok and Instagram. We go do a bunch of shit. Whatever it is that we're doing. And then a day after, I have an Instagram and TikTok bender because I'm so fucking tired. I'm so tired. I'm at the brink of my existence that I'm only existing on my phone.
Yeah.
My phone is my life. And then I have to kill my life.
That's so deep.
I have to delete TikTok and Instagram. And that's where I'm at again.
I think we're all doing similar things. Well, okay.
Do y'all remember the video of Earl Sweatshirt doing over under on Pitchfork? And he's like, Twitter makes me want to fucking kill myself sometimes. I relate to that more than anything in the
world. I think many people do.
I think
everyone does, which is why
I know that Joe and I both are enacting like insane behavior in terms of like swearing off social media and then re-downloading
it. I just need to take a break because my dopamine.
Are you just like physically deleting the presence of it on the app?
I delete my app and then I'll re-download it a little bit and then I'll be fine with it for a little bit and then I'll have a bender and I say,
I'm doing something that's like one level more insane, which is like, okay, so
you're hard resetting your whole iPhone.
This is just so funny how like we're doing a podcast where I'm just like trying to mine my whole life for like any Like, nobody fucking cares how I organize my phone. People, but I have to say, I have to say something because we're on the air. So here
Someone
we go.
Does. Fuck
so
yeah.
this is how
Someone
I do
wants
it.
To organize it like you.
So on my iPhone, I don't have any apps on my home screen.
Oh yeah, you oh, yeah, hide it from yourself.
Like I just
like
have
a little rat
on my home screen.
Nut.
I have text messages, my phone, like as in making calls and Spotify, and I don't have any other apps on the screen. And then what I do if I'm going to use an app is like I go
I
to
it.
The search thing. I search for
yeah,
the app,
but
right?
like I'll tell you.
But you can in your settings, you can go to Siri and search and then you go to certain apps like.
Oh, yeah.
I go to Siri and search and then I go to Instagram and TikTok and I say like and I toggle off like making available in the search bar. So they
so
don't even come
even if
up.
You, but wait,
this
but,
is
but,
so
wait,
twisted
wait.
And dark.
Wait, but
it's really,
you,
but this is what I have to do.
Because you know
even
you
if
could
you
also
have these
fucking
downloaded,
do?
Like I just don't have them downloaded then.
Even if they're not downloaded, they'll still come up in my search bar.
You'll find them.
If
but then
you've
I have
recently
to, but then
them.
I have to like
hide it from yourself.
Re-download
dig it,
it.
Dig it up.
And so that's a whole process in itself.
Yeah. That works too. That's a hassle. And that will keep me to a certain extent, but it's not enough. So
you know
I have to go to the extra step of Siri and search.
Yeah.
But
you could do that or you could be driving up the 270 miles an hour and just throw your phone off the highway. But
oh, I thought you were gonna say driving up
if
the 270 miles an hour.
If
and
I didn't do this job,
I would definitely But
do
is that
it,
really true, or is that just something that we say? Like,
what? I don't know if
have
I would
we
be
actually
as
constructed this whole career just so to justify our use of social media.
Dude, when I wasn't okay before
oh,
we started,
it's in the lungs.
You make me sad. That sad cough.
Yeah. You make me sad.
Sad cough.
you
before
seem sad.
We started doing shit again, and I said I need to post on Instagram. I was barely on Instagram.
Yeah.
Before I said I have to be online,
mm-hmm.
I was not.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't.
My online use has only gone up since I didn't have like personal accounts on certain websites. I was just like a Tumblr person.
Oh,
that's
well, when
I
was
like.
In high school, I was just, I wasn't on the internet. I was smoking.
Some people did both.
I was smoking. No.
Tumblr was tight.
I thought this is all so fucking stupid.
Yeah, I was also on
Tumblr
the internet.
Tumblr was tight
because
you find full movies on
there. I mean, God. No, I mean, the first... Okay, my friend Ryan posted a video, like, I don't even know if he took it on his phone or how, but I was young. I was like, I don't know, 15. And he posted a video of me performing at an open mic on Facebook. And that was the first time that I got like a lot of validation. Like it was like, I don't know, got like 75 comments on the video
that's
from people
good.
In my high school.
That's more
that's
than
good.
That's
and
more than
that
that's
like
more
high
than
was really, really powerful.
Well, your
dopamine high is pretty
yeah,
intense.
Mm-hmm. Dopamine.
But you know what's really fucking
yeah.
interesting?
That,
yeah. fucking
that
30-year-old people
that she
complaining
has ADHD
about Instagram.
More,
I'm so sorry.
I don't know what actually
How does.
How
does that have to do with ADHD?
Do you not know about dopamine addiction and ADHD?
That was no, I'm so sorry.
Do you not know about dopamine
I'm not
addiction
fully educated.
And its connection to
Are
ADHD?
You learning about it on TikTok?
No, I'm not.
Lie detector test.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. You know,
I don't know how much about ADHD that's on TikTok I can really trust.
No, I don't think you can. The only reason I know about it is all, because guess what?
I have it. I was diagnosed at a young age.
You know what's exciting is I'm talking to our psychiatrist about this.
Yeah, Katie and I have the same psychiatrist. Our psychiatrist. You know what?
I love saying our psychiatrist.
I will
take title of
our
psychiatrist.
I'm going to take credit for that.
Yeah,
did
as
I
you
tell
should.
You,
well,
I
you're
tell
the
you,
doctor
you,
plug.
You need to go.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you maybe need to go talk to somebody.
I know. And thank God.
Thank God. But we have to be brought to our knees.
Yeah.
But talk to her about dopamine addiction and ADHD.
I'm never going off.
What, drugs?
I'm never going off my drugs.
I can't. I am never going off drugs. I love drugs.
No, I kind of want to go off, but like.
That's so you,
never going off. I'm
so sick. I've got to be honest.
It would be so cool to be able to go off.
No,
you know what I mean?
But why?
Go off,
why?
Girl.
No, everyone has this fucking bullshit. Or it's just like, yeah, you know why you feel like you can go off? Because you're actually doing better for once in your fucking life. Why
I
do you
know.
Want to bring it down? Who gives
I know,
a shit?
And I'm actually having like zero bad side effects at this point. Once again, mining, going into the crevices of my internal world.
Naomi's about to
We were saying commit. Something.
I don't know.
Oh, I'm seeing her in July. After I took the ADHD test and gonna.
You
see
didn't
if I
answer
get
that.
Katie sent us.
Yes,
a,
I did.
No, you didn't. Let's talk about
and
this.
And I love you, girl.
Katie texted an ADHD
you
test saying,
were not
"Hey,
should we go over the ADHD test on air?"
I think we should. I think if anything, we should say what Naomi and I actually
on
think
air.
The answer is.
You,
because that
you,
is true.
You did on about three questions
or four
lie.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not a lie if
you lie to yourself.
I
if you believed
true.
You just don't know. You just don't know.
Yeah. If you believed it, it's not a lie.
And I love you. But the thing is, like, you're into
maybe
this kink of asking us what we think, but you weren't truthful.
And guess what? It was helpful because
well, that's the thing is, like,
couple
I
of them
actually
were very
do
wrong.
Rely on.
It was sort of the never, rarely, sometimes, often type of test.
Yeah.
And Katie put some rarelys that should have been oftens.
Yeah.
What, like lose? I didn't. I said I often lose stuff.
No, there was a couple other ones, but I don't
missing
remember.
Appointments. God
I think
it.
You said like sometimes.
Yeah.
For a few things.
Like,
I would need to pull we'd need to pull it up.
Yeah.
If you want to actually be roasted.
No, it's fine.
Well, we're all fucked up. So
yeah, dude.
There's that.
It's totally fine.
It is fine. But you do seem sad.
Yeah, I'm depressed.
What can we do
cough.
For you?
It's
you
just not
more
the
depressed.
Cough. It's hot out and summer
like
I'm never
that.
In a fucking good mood.
You
I'm just
like
depressed.
That.
I always get really depressed like in May. And then it's usually takes a turn towards the better by the end of June.
You know why?
I'm having that sort of give me one reason to stay here.
The seasonal shift is over.
Sort of vibe.
Give me a reason to stay here.
Do you need to like fall in love with something? You need to be interested. You should watch the Tina Turner Donna Summer docs back to back.
Have you watched the Tina Turner doc?
Yes.
That's not going to make you happy.
It did make me happy.
Are you fucked?
I was so proud of her. And
well,
her,
absolutely.
And learning how to chant and like becoming
I love
a Buddhist.
That.
You know
yeah,
what?
Awesome
you know what? I'm really sad that we don't fucking have is there should have been an
God.
Album of Tina Turner
chants.
Well, we do have God, and. And
you're so
don't
right.
Act like we don't, because we do.
You're so right.
And God, it's learning.
That actually brought a smile to my face.
Dilating your pupils
Thank
to
you.
Learn how to see God everywhere, because that's where God is.
So I see God on TV.
Exactly.
Straight up. I see God when I'm watching.
I see God on TV.
When I'm
that's
watching,
the lyric to a new punk rock song.
The Kardashians on Hulu.
we could probably move to reading a review if there's one that you want to use.
Oh my God.
Let
yeah.
me pull
and then
up.
I
well,
go
that's all you get.
Okay. The title of the review is Reminds Me of My Grandma.
Oh.
I love this show because Katie's Chicago Irish Catholicness reminds me of my dead grandma. When Katie said they were finding the divine in peeling potatoes, I truly feel like my Chicago grandma said the same thing once. Question mark. R.I.P. Grandma Dorothy, you legend.
When did she die?
Dude, I don't know.
Because I'm wondering if I'm carrying some Dorothy with me.
Wow.
I mean, it could be possible that she's entered my spirit.
You carry some of the ancestors.
That really makes me feel nice. Don't you guys love it when somebody like validates that you are connected to like a part of something bigger?
I think it's pretty fucking sick.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I like it.
I think that one was awesome.
Yeah, thank you, Riley.
Some
Kate,
of them are really genuine. And I mean,
you
I
love,
think that
you
one
love
was.
Being connected to Irith. I was
well, if you.
People say, oh, you're grumpy like all the other Jews that you related to. Take this out.
No, leave that.
I'm Jewish. I'm Jewish, okay? But that's it. That's all the things that people
no,
are saying
like if
about
you
Judaism.
Met a South African
oh,
who was like, oh, you're, that's very South
guess
African.
Guess what? No, no one's saying that. No one's saying, they're saying South African Jew.
Oh my God. Yeah.
No one's
Joe,
saying
I forgot
South
to tell
African.
You.
They're saying South African Jew.
I forgot. Well, I forgot to tell you. I met the girl who styled Allie. Her name is Yael.
Mm-hmm.
Her dad
knows my dad.
Is a South African Jewish anesthesiologist who studied in Canada. And I was like, you
does
have
he know
to tell
my,
me his name.
Does he, I bet you they know each other.
I think
other.
He
they
might be a little older
other.
Than
They're
your dad,
small.
But I was like, there is a 90% chance
the community
other.
Is so small.
I was like,
on
are
Jewish
you
matchmaking.
Serious?
You remember on Jewish matchmaking?
So wild. Yeah.
Yeah. They, well, the South African Jews.
Geography.
They knew each other.
That was another great tour show.
Yeah,
show,
it was.
That show rocks.
That was.
Anyway.
Maybe don't.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll see if maybe we'll listen to that later and it will be fine. But also, I don't want other Jews to get mad at me.
I think
I don't
you're,
know.
You're okay.
I think it's okay.
It's okay.
What, to say grumpy?
Well, you are grumpy.
I'm not. I this is the thing. This is the thing.
You are.
This is the thing. And
I was reading reviews. And
as okay, I'll say this. And people can review this in the comments.
as a Jewish person, do to process, you kvetch. You complain, you do it, it's out of you, and then it's over. That's why people think Jews are crumpy.
Crumpy. We're keeping this in. Crumpy.
Yeah, that rocks.
That's why people think Jews are crumpy. It's because that's how crumpy. You process as a Jewish person.
No, absolutely. You're right.
And let me tell you, too, it's also a part of our blood because every other place we were ran out of course, we were grumpy. We're tired.
Tired is hard.
Running away. Yeah. Name a group. There's only a few groups that it was that hard for.
I think you should do a full up on this.
No.
Group model. Ranking all the groups who it was hardest for.
They're hardest for.
Okay. One of them, I can't find the review, but one of them was like, this podcast is cool. I just wish they didn't talk over each other so much. And I was going to say in my head, that's never going to happen. We're incapable of doing that.
Well, yeah, especially if we're talking to somebody who's like funny. I feel like when it's the three of us, it's a little bit less that, but okay. Maybe I'm wrong.
I'm trying. Okay.
It's also ADHD. People, I hear something and I got to speak now.
People, speak now.
Speak now. Shout out to Taylor.
Speak now.
Shout
speak out. Now, Joe's version.
Interrupting everyone.
Speak now.
That is.
Okay. There's so many great reviews.
Do one more because then I'm going to piss myself in celebration, of course.
Okay.
in celebration of all these good reviews. Read a negative one.
No, this one's positive.
Read one that's really bitchy.
This morning, as I was getting ready for my mundane and chaotic retail job, read not gay, just chaotic, I listened to the episode called Sometimes I Do Give It a Blow, and burst out laughing more times than I can count.
What was that one about?
I'm sure I woke my roommate as this occurred on a Saturday before 7 a.m. At one point, I was trying to brush my teeth.
Oh, good for you.
And spit out my toothbrush.
They have to go to work.
Laughing at Katie's
spit
story
out my toothbrush.
Of getting concussed while doing yard work.
Yes.
Not that Katie's concussion was funny. Honestly, scary. Because that could happen to any one of us independent people who just need to do the task. It was
relate.
The part where the stool leg sunk into the ground because she couldn't wait to prune the tree until she had a ladder. IDK, I was so overwhelmed with joy and uninhibited giggling that I needed to share. Chaotic with Muna, the podcast, so entertaining, you'll spit out your toothbrush. Let it known that I re-downloaded Apple Podcasts just so I could write this review. Thought that was
wow,
so
thank you for re-downloading Apple Podcasts.
That is so, that's
seriously
so
dude, you
so
gotta
nice.
Go on these reviews. People are
can you imagine downloading
hilarious.
An app to leave a review?
What I can't
it.
Imagine. The only,
shout
the
out.
Only time I
that
ever
was from
do
May
that
Power
is if
96.
Someone really asks shout me out. And it's at a Yelp. We're at a restaurant, I think, or Google. I think
imagining them laughing at your stool going in one leg going into the ground really just gets me going.
Okay, I'm gonna pee.
Okay, great job, guys. I'm really.
I
proud
think
of
this
you.
Was. I had the, a nice time. Actually,
yeah,
for real.
This was good. Actually,
this is the selfish episode. Hey,
I
don't care.
Where
I don't care. This is what
I
you signed up
shit.
For.
I love you, Katie.
I don't give a shit. I'm here to party. I love you, Josette.
I love you, Naomi, I guess.
Chaotic is a production of HeadGum.
Created and hosted by us, the band Muna, but mostly we're known as the famous podcasters from the podcast Chaotic.
Our producer is Anya Kanevskaya.
And our associate producer is Ali Khan.
If you want to prove that you love us, feel free to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify or wherever people review podcasts. We might even pick your review and talk about it if it's a really good and really nice one.
You can subscribe to Chaotic on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher,
wherever you get your podcasts.
New episodes drop on Hump Day, Wednesday. One of the greatest days of the week, baby.
That's right. We do this regularly because we have fucking discipline.
You're listening to our voices right now, which sound pretty good. But guess what? The face cards don't decline either. So head over to our Instagram at whereismuna and like one of our photos. I mean, truly any dopamine hit we can get is helpful.
Meet you right back here next week.
That was a HeadGum podcast.